Hello, this is the Cherry Bomb, and welcome to Conversations with Crossdressers. This is episode 7, and in this episode, I talked to Nicole. Nicole was really nice and gracious enough to throw me a little podcast party at her place, which she calls Nicole's Nest. Her story is pretty interesting and unique. And I really liked hearing it. It is a story also about not just her finding her passion for cross-dressing, but also her passion for being dominated by women. I totally related in many ways. As you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, I have my own story of being dominated, not by a woman, but by a man. I'll call him my closet dom, for lack of a better term. But as you know, this was an ongoing, or is an ongoing saga in my life. One of the things that struck me about Nicole's story was her talk about trust and, you know, to be controlled by somebody. If you're going to completely let them control you, you do have to trust them. Of course, when you first experience that person dominating you, you're not sure what to do. You're not sure if you can trust them. So you have this like fear, and it's exciting and even arousing. So that's also a part of it. Of course, my story of domination wasn't always fun. It wasn't always arousing. Sometimes it was a little torturous. But it's a different situation. Before I started writing in my journal to express my feelings about this situation that I was in, I would confide in my friends. And one of my really good friends, she knew the whole story, she knew everything. She sent me a link to a song one day, and she said, "This song sounds like it was written from your soul." And I said, "Okay." So I listened to it, and man, was she dead on with her description. It was so raw emotionally. And it really expressed everything that I was feeling. And in such an awesome way, because it's such a good song. It's very sultry and it's sexy. I'm going to put the link to this song in the show notes. But if you want to look it up, it's called Chains by Deirdre in the Dark. Very good song. I played it over and over again when I first got it, and you know, even sang it out loud, you know, in my car, belting it out, kind of the way we do with a lot of the songs that we love when we're driving. But I digress. Well, I just wanted to share that with you, and also share this episode with you. I hope you enjoy it. And also, don't forget, if you would like to share your story with me, I would love to hear it. If you can't get out, you want to dress, we could do a Zoom meeting. That would be great. Or you could hit me up on FetLife at CBOMBZ, CBOMBZ. And again, I would just love to hear from more of you. So please, enjoy this episode, and I'll see you next time.
We are sitting here with Nicole. And Nicole, do you want us to tell everybody who what your FetLife name is?
Sure.
Okay. It's NJ Nicole, right?
NJ underscore Nicole.
NJ underscore Nicole. Okay, so you can follow her on FetLife if you'd like. This is the Cherry Bomb, and I am going to have a conversation with Nicole right now. I'm having a little trouble with my microphone, so just stand by.
It's not staying upright.
I could cut this out, but it's funny. My microphone has erectile dysfunction right now. It keeps drooping. So, might need some Viagra.
Maybe by the end of the night.
We'll get it excited. Do you have any little blue pills?
Somewhere.
Okay. So, Nicole, I love your black dress, by the way.
Thank you.
And your, like, you have, she's wearing a very sexy black dress with chains. Is that part of the dress or the
no,
chains?
No, separate.
Oh, it's like separate. A
I'll
collar.
Post pictures on Fet. Afterwards, I'll post pictures on FetLife.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
Thank you.
So, tell me some things about yourself. Tell me, you know, how you started, or, I mean, if you want to tell me your story, however you want to tell it.
Well, I've been dressing
it's up to you.
On and off, I guess, since my mid-20s. But I guess, like every cross-dresser, runs across at some point in their early part in life. I was the youngest of five. I had two sisters. And always was curious what the clothes felt like. And when I tried them on, they were more comfortable than boy clothes.
Okay. And how old were you about when you
that
started trying?
That was probably around like 7 till around 12. And then it stopped when I got into junior high school and started dating girls.
Did you still have the desire to dress, though?
Not so much.
Okay.
All through high school. And then after high school, I moved down to Florida. And this is where I kind of found my passion for dressing.
What part of Florida were you in?
I was in North Miami. And then I lived in Fort Lauderdale for 2 years. I was in North Miami for 3 years and Fort Lauderdale for 2 years, and I was working at a pool hall, and one of the waitresses was going to school at FIT, Florida Institute, Fashion Institute of Fort Lauderdale, and we started dating, not seriously, and I remember she wanted me to get her a French maid's outfit. She wanted to come over and clean for me as a French maid. I loved the idea. Loved it. So there was a store up in Fort Lauderdale called The Fallen Angel. And it was off of, forget what road it was off of. I think it was Davie Boulevard. It was Fallen Angel. And I went in there and it was a huge store, huge clothing store. And I started looking at the French maid's outfits and there must have been right, so there must have been about 20 maids' outfits. Leather, lace, all types. And the saleswoman came up to me and she's like, "Can I help you?" I was like, "No, just looking. A couple minutes later, I was still looking. She came up, "Can I help you?" I says, "No, I'm just looking." 5 more minutes came up, passed by, and she came up and she says, "I could help you." And I says, "I'm all right. I'm just looking for a friend of mine." She says, "No, I could help you. This is the one I want to see you in." She grabbed it off the rack, grabbed me by the wrist, and took me back by the dressing room. I was like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "This is the maid's outfit I want to see you in. I'll be back in 5 minutes." I guess it took me about 5 minutes of standing in the dressing room looking at the maid's outfit, envisioning me in it, and next thing you know, she walked in, and I was still in my street clothes, and she says, "What didn't you understand about 5 minutes? I want to see you in it." And I was like, "Oh, shit." I was like, "She's serious." She was serious. And so there I started taking my clothes off, looking at the maid's outfit, and it was a complete maid's outfit. Garters, stockings, everything. Gloves. And I tried to figure everything out. The stockings, those I got on. The garter belt had a little bit tough time. 5 minutes passed, she came back, and she saw me just standing there in the garter belt, and she just laughed. She's like, I'm giving you another 5 more minutes, and then you're in trouble. I was like, oh, shit. So I did the best I could in the 5 minutes I had to get the maid's outfit on, because I enjoyed being told that I was going to be in trouble if I didn't get this maid's outfit on. It kind of turned me on.
Yeah, I can see that.
And she came back in 5 minutes, and I guess I did a pretty good job. And she helped me out with what I hadn't completed. And she said, now look at yourself in the mirror. And I did. And she says, how do you feel? I says, I feel awkward, but it feels good. And she's like, this is the one I want you to buy. And I was like, well, I was kind of looking for one for a friend of mine. She says, well, now you're buying two. I was working 3 jobs at the time.
Oh boy.
And the outfits were like 55 and 75 at the time. And what was I going to do? I was told to buy two of them. I was told what I was...
You had orders that you had to follow.
So I was like, all right, now what am I going to do with two maids' outfits? So she picked out another outfit for my friend. And when I went to pay for him, she gave me her address, gave me her phone number, and told me what time she wanted me there to clean for her. I was like, all right, this is cool. And in one fell swoop of an afternoon, I found out that I really dug cross-dressing again, or found my passion for being in women's clothes from a young age. And I enjoyed being told what to do by females. So in one afternoon, I found out that I enjoy cross-dressing and I enjoy being submissive to females.
That's pretty awesome. So you hadn't dressed up until that point from when you were in middle school and high school. That.
Correct.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Correct.
And that was a pretty interesting experience, because you don't expect to walk into a store and have somebody do that to you.
No, it was, you know, eye-opening and kind of rejoiceful inside that, you know, I was turned on to being submissive to women.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
I continue to clean for her on a monthly basis. And it started out just strictly cleaning. I'd come over. I learned how to put on a maid's outfit very good. And started just cleaning first couple months. And then I did a good job cleaning and I was rewarded.
In what way?
Some playtime.
Yeah.
Yep. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us about it, or do you...
It started out with bondage,
mm-hmm.
and the feeling of being helplessness was a real turn on, and it taught me about trust when it comes to kink and BDSM, and you really have to trust your partner, and that is the one thing that I was taught real right from the get-go. And it was all about trust. Did I trust her? I trusted her enough to put me in a French maid's outfit.
Right.
It made her happy.
Right.
And making her happy made me happy. And the play materialized to more than just bondage, some pain, mm-hmm. some pleasure. And it was very enjoyable. For 3 years it went on, and then she moved to Texas.
Oh.
And that was the end of that.
That was the end of that one, though.
It was a great 3-year run.
Yeah, I'm sure. Wow, that's great. Do you, is she somebody that you're still friends with? Do you have contact with her? No.
I wish I did. There was no Facebook then.
Right.
There was no FetLife then.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, that happens, right? We lose touch with people. So, did you start just dressing on your own after that? Just
yes. Yes.
And what would you do? When you were dressed, did you like go out or did
you? Well, I lived in Rutherford for 20 years.
Rutherford, New Jersey.
Yeah. And as you know, there was a great cross-dressing bar in Hackensack, the PL Lounge.
I had no idea.
That was awesome.
No, I never heard of it.
It was Amanda's Hideaway.
That one sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was Amanda's Hideaway, but it was called the PL Lounge. And that was on Saturday nights. And occasionally I would go there.
Oh, okay.
With my friend that joined us tonight. That's who, yeah, she would go there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she had me up there, up on the stripper pole a couple times. You know, that's my profile picture on Fet, is from a night at the Amanda's Hideaway.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, that was... I have to ask our friend.
Oh, okay.
How
long have you known her?
She was under 21. She was 20 when I met her. So going on 14 years.
Okay.
And,
wow.
Yeah. She had an ad on a website, you know.
Yeah.
She did makeup for cross-dressers. Mm-hmm. So I contacted her, and we became friends immediately, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. That's
great. We've been friends since. And she's someone I trust.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great that you have somebody in your life like that.
That understands that I like to cross-dress. And meeting you and having a friend like you that understands that, you know, it's a guy's way of expressing his feminine side. I mean, I'd probably be disowned by my brothers.
Nobody in your family knows?
No.
Have you ever been married before?
No.
No.
Single, no kids.
Right.
You know, and I enjoy it. I don't, you know, I enjoy it.
You have no regrets about not being married or...
No, I never found the right person, or the right person never found me.
Right.
You know.
And are you heteroflexible or bisexual in any way when you're dressed?
I'm attracted to other cross-dressers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into guys. Due to the fact of when I would go out to Amanda's Hideaway, a lot of them were rude to me.
Mm.
You know, a lot of them think it's a sexual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a... For me, I enjoy teasing them.
Yeah.
You're never going to get me in bed, dude. And...
Teasing is a lot of fun. I've done that many times.
I'm an exhibitionist. I mean, you can catch me on... Well, my Chatterbait page got messed up because... Someone unverified came over and they got in the screen, so they whacked that account. So now I came on X-Hamster and one other site. But when I would go to Amanda's, they'd be like, come on, baby, I know you just want to get fucked.
Yeah.
No, you're missing it. No, I don't want to get fucked. Not by you.
Right.
You know, go home and brush your fucking tooth. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
I mean...
I get so
many...
You know,
I mean, I've been told I have a nice female body.
You do.
I mean... And no, you're not
gonna... Long legs.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I get so many
friend requests by male doms. The majority of people that message me or try to friend request me are just male doms. And I mean, I hardly ever reply, but it's not really what I want. And once in a while I might look at them and I might think, oh yeah, they're attractive and all, but it started to bore me.
I know.
It started to bore me.
I mean, on my FET page, I have no guys, please, no guys.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture on my FET page of friends request, and it's 99 plus. And I'm like, there's 99 plus guys that can't read.
I'll delete that. You know what? I don't know what goes on in their head. I don't know if they're thinking that they're going to be the one who's going to change your mind. I don't understand it. Like, they just don't get it.
No, they don't.
I don't even bother writing that. Because I know it's not going to do anything. I just, like, if I say no guys, because I've seen other people that say the same thing. I've seen other, even, like, women on profiles that say that. They're like, no men, or just, if you don't have a profile picture and you're just a man with, just looking for a hookup.
The best one that gets me is the question mark picture on FetLife.
I know. It's, I don't, like, even respond.
And I neither do I.
No. I hardly ever respond to just men. Because they need to bring something to the table. Otherwise, I can't. And also just the dick pics.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of that.
Well, I'm on one app. And you're limited to 200 characters, and I think 199 of my characters are used up saying no guys, no guys, no guys, no guys, and I just get the dick pictures, and it's just like delete, block, block, delete.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
It's like you're playing like ping pong.
I'd like to find another cross dresser. To hang out with,
mm-hmm.
No,
I understand.
And now that COVID is starting to pass,
yeah.
I'd like to start going to more events.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's winter time coming up, and hopefully we'll be able to have monthly gatherings here with some small group of cross-dressers and whatever you would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's an hour from you?
It's about an hour, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I really don't have any other questions for you because you pretty much answered a lot of them and, with your story. Because one of the things I was going to ask you about is the sexual aspect. And you said it's not just about sex. You like to be dominated. But you also just like to...
See, I'm not going to be dominated by a guy.
Right, no. You'd rather be dominated by a woman.
Correct.
But also, you just also like to... I mean, like, do you dress at home just to feel the clothing on your skin? Like, just does it feel comfortable
that,
to you?
And, like I said, I'm an exhibitionist.
Right.
So, on Chatterbait, before my account got whacked... I had close to 2,000 followers,
mm-hmm.
and I was making, I wasn't about the tips.
Right.
The tips I would give back to the other girls that were looking to make the tips.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'll be able to do that again on another cam site. But I'm not about, making the money doing it. I would love to find another female or another cross-dresser to do the cam shows with,
mm-hmm.
or perhaps... get an OnlyFans page, whatever that is, that I'm not dabbled in yet.
Right.
But like I said, I'm an exhibitionist, and I don't look anything like I am as a guy, as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you saw me at both when we met down in June at Love Pet Farm.
I think I did. It was like that whole day was a blur because there was so much going on.
And if you'd like to give her a plug, because that was such an awesome day down there.
Yeah.
And It was...
Yeah, we would like to try to do something like that again. It was a big undertaking for our first time, you know?
Just like this is for me here at Nicole's Nest.
Nicole's Nest, I like the sound of that.
Well, I have the group on FetLife.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I have the group, Nicole's Nest.
I'll have to join your group. Okay.
And hopefully we'll post some, events happening soon here.
Okay.
You know, now that it's getting cold out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll go down, I'll light a fire for the other guests that are in the nest tonight.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think I'll come down and hang out with you guys for a little while and then maybe bring somebody else up here for some more conversations.
Awesome. I'm glad we finally got a chance to do this. It's
Me
been in
too.
The works since June, I think.
Yeah.
Was the event at Love Pet.
Yeah, that was
And she's got such...
June.
Such a nice property down there.
Yeah.
And the farm goes on forever, and the people down there were so welcoming.
Yes, they are. They're very nice. And there's a lot of doms down there, too, so if you're looking for a femme dom, there's a lot of them.
I know.
Love Fet Lounge, if you want to follow that on Fet Life.
Please do, because it's an awesome group of people, and that's where... my friendship began with Cherry tonight. Was down at Love Pet Farm, and my friend downstairs met her that night, and there's yep. another girl downstairs that was there that mm-hmm. afternoon. And
that was Mia, yeah.
Yeah, Mia. And she did her podcast mm-hmm. with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it was episode 3.
Episode 3, and I don't know what episode I am.
You're going to be episode 7.
Episode 7, lucky yes. number 7.
Lucky number 7.
So hopefully it'll be lucky number 7
yeah.
for me.
Hopefully
you enjoyed doing the podcast with me as much as I enjoyed doing it with you.
I did. It's great. I'm so happy to be using my new podcast equipment. Hopefully it's still recording. I'm just going to double check that. It is. Okay. We're good.
Okay. We're good?
Yep. We're good.
You want to take a picture of me to put up with it?
Sure.